The best of both conventional and alternative medicine. It's the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, I am so happy to have you here. We've got a great show lined up for you today. I've got some of the most exciting guests, I think. You know, I always say as a naturopathic doctor, as a practitioner, that there's the science of things, but there's also the art of practicing. And I've got a guy that's going to come on with me because he describes art as the creative application of skill and imagination. And then change is the transition from the known to the unknown. And when you can apply art to change, just like you can apply art to anything else like medicine, relationships improve, organizations excel, and the doorways of possibility completely open before you. So I want to welcome to the show Dr. Rick Kirshner. I have to read some of these highlights of his very prolific bio for you, okay? Because he's the author of numerous books that are extremely helpful. You get 10 minutes of him with me, but boy, if you get these books, you can have 10 weeks, I should say, okay? He has written Dealing with People You Can't Stand, How to Bring Out the Best in People at Their Worst. Who among all of us wouldn't need to read that? Love Thy Customer, Life by Design, and the Comprehensive Communication Program, Insider's Guide to the Art of Persuasion. All right. And now in 2011, his book, How to Click with People, The Secret to Better Relationships in Business and in Life, was published as well. Dr. Rick Kirshner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Holly. Great to be with you.
This is a guy that I have admired from afar, and I'm just so excited. We shared a cab ride once last year, a couple years ago. It's probably the highlight of my convention, sharing a cab ride with this guy. But it just, the work that you've done helps so many people, and it's so amazing. Now, you're an ND, a naturopathic doctor like myself, but you've branched off into this really creative and helpful sort of, you've made your own profession for the most part, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I think of it as sort of my public practice instead of a private practice.
Yeah, well, a lot of people benefit it. So tell me more. Tell me more about how you got in this and what you actually do with people when you help them apply art to change.
Well, gosh, I'll try to be real quick with how I got into all of this. I was a third-year student at National College in Portland. Well on my way to becoming a naturopathic doctor, I was asked by the academic dean to go on a TV show called Town Hall. And something I said on this moderated forum-type show got the attention of a medical doctor in the Portland area who became a mentor to me. And he said, there are two things you need to learn that people don't learn in medical school. I said, what's that? He said, you need to learn how to listen and you need to learn how to talk. And my reaction to that was, why? And he said, because most patients would get better if their doctor would just listen to them. And most doctors make their patients sick by the way they talk to them. And I had what's called a blinding flash of the obvious and decided that no matter what it took, I needed to learn everything that I could about the relationship between communication and health. So that's how all of this really started. And the speaking and training work that I do began when my best friend and I put a workshop together for students at our school, and it somehow turned into a career. That's the short of it.
And wow, that's essentially, well, we're lucky that that happened.
I'll tell you what, it's one of those interesting things in life. I know my daughter has asked me back many years ago, Dad, how do I know what I'm supposed to do with my life? I said, you just be true to yourself. You'll find yourself in the right place at the right time, and if you're paying attention, you'll be able to respond. So I was very lucky to be in the right place at the right time, and I was paying attention, and it turned into all the things that I'm now doing.
Well, and I think it's such a great message. You know, I heard Bryan Cranston, who was the actor of, you know, the lovely Breaking Bad series that everybody was into, and there was a question, an interview asked him, and it was basically, do you have advice for young actors? And, you know, he said, and I think people like you and this response from him are so important because it's just these little subtleties. And as you say, the blinding flash of the obvious. But his advice was, when you go to auditions, you don't go to get a job. Your job is to do the best thing that you can do. at that audition. Get into that character, do what's asked of you, pay attention as you say, right? And then let it go. And he said, ever since I started to do that, because he had the same sort of ups and downs and disappointments that many actors do, he's been busy ever since. And so I think it's these little things that, as you say it once again, because I love it and I think the listeners are going to love it, the blinding flash of the obvious. You just thought you'd delve into listening and talking, and now helping other people listen too with their ears, right, and not their mouth, because I think that's pretty common in the workplace.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing. Most people, if you ask them how good they are at listening, will put themselves probably somewhere in the top 30 percentile, but it's impossible for 100% of the people to fit up there. I think most people actually do an okay job of listening most of the time, but sometimes something more is required of us than just merely okay. And specifically, I think when working with patients, you need to be able to hear more than the patient knows how to tell you. You need to be able to get past the surface of it to hear what's really going on with people. Likewise, if you have an idea you're trying to transmit to somebody, you need to understand who it is you're talking to before you say anything to them. Otherwise, you wind up talking at people instead of with them.
And it's so important. Everybody's individual in how they hear things, in how they learn, in how they're able to reach compliance by the way it's been said to them. And so this art, as I said, you know, I feel like, sure, there's great scientific studies, especially now, you know, confirming what we've known for a long time with some of these natural remedies that are coming out. And I think science and medicine is really important. But when you take that art and that art of getting to know people's story, that their individuality, everything that they've brought in their lives that have contributed to their clinical situation, that's where I think that's where the sweet spot is.
That is the sweet spot. That's where all the magic occurs. And, you know, it's also a fascinating way of going through life, of actually paying attention to the differences between us and other people and being fascinated by those differences. In a way, I feel like I've learned more about myself by paying attention to other people than I ever could have learned by paying attention to myself.
Wow. So it's almost like, you know, I was with somebody the other day and I was having a difficult time, and He mentioned to me that I might want to try actually kind of letting go and giving a little bit of what I really was wanting, because it was a relationship issue, and it's just soften, you know, instead of sort of burling up and perhaps getting disappointed because I wasn't getting what I was wanting, to maybe just gently let go and actually start giving a little bit of what I wanted. And I gotta tell you, I mean, sometimes that stuff is hard because you're like, why aren't I getting this? But it was brilliant. And so not only, I mean, I know that we're kind of kibitzing about perhaps a patient-doctor interaction and how good we have to be as doctors, as practitioners, listening. But you've taken this so much further, haven't you? You've taken this into almost any organization. Who are some of the people, or tell me about that experience, some of these organizations that you help facilitate become better?
Well, you know, the speaking and training business has really been the main thing that I've done now for about 30 years. And I've gotten to work with some of the best businesses in the world. I've gotten to, you know, do training programs at Starbucks and NASA. My experience is wherever I go, people are people, and people deal with the same issues. People have similar motivations. The patterns that work in life work across the board. They work in medicine. They work in science. They work in education. That the patterns that work. Likewise, the same patterns that people use to get great results in life are used by other people to produce terrible results in life. It's like they just run different content through those patterns, but the patterns are identical. So if you talk to a person who's depressed, one of the things you notice is that they're associating or identifying with whatever's pulling them down. You talk to somebody who's got a bright outlook on life, they're associating or identifying with whatever is lifting them up. It's the same pattern of association. It's just what they're using it for.
All right. Well, listen, we are almost out of time. I've got 30 seconds. All right. Here's the take home, folks, from this. Be true to yourself and pay attention. You might just have a blinding flash of the obvious. And guess what? You can actually learn about yourself by paying attention and listening to others. Dr. Rick Kirschner on RadioMD.com. You can find his website. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Holly Lucille at Mindful Medicine and Radio MD.